Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
Last but not least, mistake number seven, no continuous learning is a common mistake that entrepreneurs make. So turtle versus hare, typical story. There's a turtle and a hare, they race. The hare goes fast in the beginning, they sit at the end and just sleeps. And the turtle, step by step, slowly and slowly wins, right? It's not who runs the fastest who wins. It's who never stops running who wins. So I'm not the fastest guy out there. My mentor is not the smartest guy out there, but he will be consistent every day, every day. So my mentor has 1,300 videos on YouTube, but he started only 3 years ago. Just every day, video every day, right? My mentor has maybe 13, 14 books that he wrote. The first book was bad, second book was bad, whatever. You just keep writing, just going. Step by step, little by little by little. The key is Kaizen. I think Mandarin is Gaixian, I think. Gaixian, change. So the story is, after Japan was bombed by the atomic bomb by the US, they had to rebuild their economy. So what did the CEOs do? They talked to their company and they said, let's just be 1% better for this year. And they tried to do that. And then after they achieved that 1%, they're like, let's do 1% again. And then do it again, and again, and again. Just change little by little by little. So the reason why I shared with you earlier about the book story. So did you know CEOs of the Fortune 500 companies read on average 60 books per year? The average American only reads one. So from then on, I wanted to read more books. So I'm a really slow reader. So what I do is I listen to books on Audible, audiobooks. Since then, I read 10 books for leisure up to age 34. In the last 5 years, I read about almost 100 books, and just through audiobooks, about 20 to 25 books a year. And the reason why CEOs read so many books is not because, oh, I want to put a credential beside their name, not to put on their resume. It's to grow and learn. Every day, learn a little bit more, a little bit more, growing a little bit more, right? And it's about you, from those books, you have all these strategies, maybe 100 different strategies, but you just need to implement one and just do it little by little by little. That's it. Thank you for having me here.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.